Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here's how we can conserve energy and preserve the environment. We can recycle our waste by separating our garbage into various categories such as plastics, paper, metal, and industrial waste. Some of these items can be reused in its present or altered form. We should also use more fabric or paper bags instead of plastic bags when shopping. For more information on how to separate your garbage, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games. And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
It was Valentine's Day the last time we were in Murundoy, and Ignatius invited Shelley to accompany him for dinner and dancing. Catalina also invited Auntie Myrtle out, and so did James, who promised June a night of good music, dancing, food and poetry. By some strange coincidence, they all met up at a newly opened restaurant which offered a Valentine's night special. While in the ladies' room, June overheard Catalina telling Shelley that she was not in a relationship with James. Catalina later apologized to June. As we return, Catalina and Auntie Myrtle are preparing to attend the first meeting of the Murundoy Environmental Club.
From Georgetown, this is 98.1.
Catalina, I hope Shelley and Ignatius wouldn't be at this meeting.
Shelley and Ignatius joining the Environmental Club? I strongly doubt
Just
it.
Just in case, Lucille Carter is a woman of principle. And I'm sure she will put measures in place to keep certain elements out.
No, Auntie. This club is open for everybody who wishes to join, as it should be.
Well then, Maybe I should not waste my time going to this meeting because I don't want another embarrassing situation like we had at the restaurant the other night.
But Auntie, nothing came out of it. James and his wife ignored Ignatius when he called them over to our table.
Yes, but the loudmouthed, immoral woman still brought attention to us.
Really, Auntie? Immoral? It's the same thing Shelley doing as what I used to do, you know.
Don't remind me.
She's doing what she has to do to survive.
I don't care. I'm glad she no longer comes here to hang around the children.
Look, let's just get going to the meeting. The children are waiting outside.
Let's make sure all the lights are off and no water is left running.
All right. I can make one last joke.
And unplug everything we're not using.
Okay, Auntie.
Monica, hurry now. It can look bad for the head of the restoration committee going late for the first meeting of the environmental club.
All right, Lawrence. Like, you more eager than me?
You know how Lucille characters stay. If she said five is five.
I hope people show up and we get this club going. I'm nervous about Lucille being the one in charge.
Because enough people in like, you know.
True. And in starting this club too, she can have to interact with the villagers. Next thing, if somebody come there and she don't like how they dress, or if they mean conduct themselves how she think they should, she can chase them.
That's why she got people like Yibu and me as part of the club. We gonna win to haul she in.
It's Lucille we talking about, you know. She will do whatever she wants, believe me.
Yeah, but if she really want people to start going green, she gonna have to relax her attitude, else it won't make sense doing this.
I can pinch June unless she talk to she if I see she putting people off in any way.
Yes, June is the right one for doing.
You put out the garbage, by the way.
Wasn't much I put out. You said you're keeping the bottles to recycle.
Yeah.
All the things that could go in the compost are put in there.
Lovely.
So there wasn't much to throw away.
We cooking with fire.
Yes, my dear. But let me get going. Lucille Carter.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the first gathering of the Murundi Environmental Club.
Yay! Nice!
I want to thank all of you for being here this afternoon. Before moving further, I would like to acknowledge members of the Murundi Restoration Committee who are present. Monica Moore. Lawrence Moore. June Williams and Ryan Thomas.
Is there a fine man there though?
I don't think he come in.
How we could miss this?
The fine man ain't really add into this going green thing. Kevin there pon the case all the time and he fed up.
So you still be pon the restoration committee?
I don't know.
Let me also take time to acknowledge a few members of the village council who are present also. Catalina Lewis is here.
Yay. Yep.
Yay. And Mr. Sohendranath Singh.
Yay. What a woman of class. Truly an example in the community.
She needs to get to the point because people will start getting bored.
Just like you young people. Always impatient.
Look, we need people in this club. It should be more interactive instead of somebody just standing up in front there and talking down to people.
But all Mrs. Stark is doing is making introductions. I'm sure the club will not continue in this manner.
But she could have just let everybody sit in a circle and introduce themselves.
Oh, Catalino. Sounds like you think that you can do a better job.
You won't be boring.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I will now list the objectives of the
Mrs.
club.
Mrs. Carter, may I interject?
Catalina!
Oh, Father.
Who dares interrupt Lucille Carter?
Yes, Mrs. Lewis?
If I may make a suggestion.
What suggestion?
Instead of just standing up there listing the objectives of the club, how about making it a little more interactive? Maybe if we all sit together in a circle, you know, people can share their thoughts.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I see the majority has spoken. Thank you, Miss Lewis. But this afternoon, there is only one person in charge here.
Here we go.
It starts.
I will go ahead and list the objectives, and then we can have an interactive session.
Catalina, you should not have interrupted that woman.
Whatever, Auntie. If this is how she intends to run this club, she will lose people fast, and that is not what we want.
First and foremost, the intention of the club is to raise environmental awareness. Also, to beautify Morondai and maintain its cleanliness. We also aim to encourage farming and the planting of trees, to train Morondaians to adapt to the idea of recycling and to practice it.
This is like watching pee and dry.
Oh, Catalina, behave.
Look, somebody should just go up there and dash a bucket of water on she.
Really? You ought to be ashamed for entertaining such
stuff. But Auntie, she can chase people. Okay.
Catalina had a good idea. Watch how them little children falling asleep.
This is not a good start.
Not at all.
Thank you all for coming. Remember, our first big project is the cleanup campaign, and our next meeting will be next week, same time, same place.
Oh, Mrs. Carter, may I say what a wonderful thing you have started here?
Why, thank you, my dear. And you are?
Oh, don't you remember me? I'm Catalina's auntie.
Oh, yes, yes. Sister Martin, how are you?
I am well in the Lord, my dear.
Auntie, the children ready to go.
Oh, you can go ahead without me.
Catalina, I took note of how you interrupted me while I was carrying on the meeting.
I was making a suggestion. Some people were bored.
So are you trying to say that I bored them?
Mrs. Carter, it's a club we're starting here. It got to be more interactive. You have to have activities for people to do. If this is how you intend to carry on, you will lose people.
My dear, this was just the first meeting. I have plans to do all the things you suggested.
I was trying to tell her that.
Auntie Myrtle, really?
Mom, are you ready? Oh, hello, Catalina.
Hi.
Mrs. Williams.
Am I interrupting something?
Catalina was just telling me how to run my club.
That was not what I was trying to do.
Let's go, Catalina.
By the way, it was nice seeing you the other night. Nice that you could have taken your aunt out for Valentine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, her fiancé lives overseas.
Fiancé?
Yes, I'm engaged to be married.
How long now?
A few years.
The marriage will happen this year for sure.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Wonderful job again, Mrs. Carter.
Look, Auntie, stop lying.
Mom, we need to talk.
Mrs. Carter, June?
Lawrence? Monica?
Hi. Well, the first one down, and not a bad turnout at all.
Well, whenever something of excellence arises, people will support it.
Yeah. June, can I have a quick word with you?
Oh, sure.
I will be in the car, June.
Okay, Mom. I'm not really sure how to say this.
Is it about how the meeting went?
Yes.
Catalina had a good suggestion. We have to make this thing a little more exciting.
I agree. And I will have a talk with Mom.
I guess we can talk about it at the next restoration committee too.
Oh, yes, we can. People seem excited about the cleanup campaign though.
Yes, that's a good thing.
We got to work to make sure that as many people come out.
Agree. Oh, Catalina, you forgot something.
Yes, I left my phone.
See you, Joan.
Later.
Here it is.
May I have a quick word with you?
Sure.
How are things with you and your fiancé?
Oh, fine. Things are fine.
I must say I'm a bit surprised. Having overheard you and your girlfriend the other night, you seem to have become quite taken with my husband.
Look, things happen in life and sometimes we don't even know why. But you don't have to worry about me and your husband.
Oh, I'm not worried at all. And I hope you don't disappoint your fiancé. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
You have been listening to today's episode of Morondoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Morondoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward D.B. Harry & Company Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.